All right, Thursday morning. Saturday is here on WPHM at noon. You listen to Behind the Mitten with John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman. They're on the line with us this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're cold water bound, is that right?
That is correct. Coldwater, Michigan. It's Coldwater Country, and it is a beautiful spot in Michigan. It's located halfway between Detroit and Chicago, right on the Indiana border, kind of. They have over 100 lakes in the area and so many things to do, from festivals, events, great shows at the Tibbetts Opera House, and more.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, I don't know much about Coldwater. It's one of those places you see the signs for it on your way to Chicago, but not a lot of people necessarily know a lot about it. What are some of the fun things to do there?
Well, like Amy said, they have these lakes, these chain of lakes that are joined. So you can actually travel through these two different chains in a pontoon. So that's a big deal there, getting on the lake. Fishing is awesome there, too. But they have just this great community spirit there. They know they're in the middle of nowhere, but they're also in the middle of everywhere. They kind of pride themselves on offering all these things. Amy mentioned the Opera House, which is an incredible place. They also have a children's museum that offers activities. And it's just a fun place and a drive-in, right, Amy?
That's right. One of the last remaining drive-in movie theaters in Michigan is the Capri Drive-In, and it's located right in Coldwater. They're open through October, so you can still go catch a drive-in movie if you're into that.
Boy, those are harder and harder to find anymore, aren't they?
There's only about 6 or 7 left in Michigan, and so Coldwater has one. They show a couple movies a night. Tuesdays is a carload night. You could fill up your car with as many people as possible and go in for one price.
And nobody has to sit in the trunk.
You know, Paul, the other thing that we found really interesting, there's also several communities around Coldwater. Quincy, they have a big Pints in the Park coming up event in a couple of weeks. But Colon, Michigan, right, Amy? The magic capital of the world.
Of the world. Who knew? I had no idea. When you go to Colon, it's amazing. Everything, they have 3 magic shops there. But they have all sorts of other things around town, everything from these rabbits that are all over the place, like they just jumped out of a hat. They have the Magic Walk of Fame. They have a cemetery that is full of famous magicians. It's kind of crazy. And they have a big event once a year to celebrate magic. But it's a really cool, very unique, hidden gem of Michigan.
Yeah, these places are easy to get to and not that far away. A nice drive if you want to get away and check out a different part of Michigan that you haven't seen before.
That's right. It's a pretty cool spot, and kind of, like Jotun said, it's in the middle of nowhere, but close to everything.
Any good barbecue joints over there?
You know what? We haven't eaten any barbecue there yet. We're hoping we're going to start traveling next week. So everyone out there, please make sure to go to mlive.com to vote for your favorite barbecue. We really want to come to Port Huron, so please vote for your favorites in the area so we can come visit you.
All right, yeah, fuel is on the list there, so you got to vote for fuel and get John and Amy to come over here. And have you got your case of wet naps yet?
I'm going to order my bibs today.
There you go. All right, we'll be listening on Saturday, guys. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.